This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so we will, just doing a few more scrolling through the screen. Okay, so we will get started. I'd like to welcome all of you to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I hope you enjoyed last week and with Allison, so wonderful to have her as a support leading these classes. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, and really lovely to be with all of you, as always, as we come together to practice together. We're here to practice mindfulness, and I think we know that. That's why you're here. It's mindfulness, as I define it, is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So what we're going to do today is we're going to practice mindfulness to work with difficult emotions. Just checking if I'm not spotlighted, I don't believe. Thanks. So we're going to be practicing mindfulness with difficult emotions, and mindfulness is extremely helpful when we're having challenging emotions. And just out of curiosity, anybody having a challenging emotion this week? I think a few of us have. Yeah, I mean, it's of course during this time that we've been in for so long now, our emotions go run the gamut, and we talk about challenging emotions that can be, you know, anything from anxiety to anger to loneliness to fear to grief to loss, frustration, all of the many, many different emotions that we've been having. So mindfulness can help us in a number of different ways. Mindfulness can help us to be just more centered and grounded. And for those of us who practice on a regular basis, it becomes something that it's our go-to place to find that capacity to return to the present moment, to give ourselves the space and this place of well-being when we need it. And then it begins to permeate other aspects of our lives. It's also useful to help us notice difficult emotions as they arise. And that's what we're going to focus on in a few minutes. Mindfulness can also help us, it's what I call, it kind of enlist our wisdom mind. So when you find that you're really lost in emotion and it's hard to see it clearly, when we bring some mindfulness to our body and mind and we start to feel and sense what's happening, we might be able to have some wisdom arise, like a part of us that says, I'll get through this. I can get through this. Or is this true? Is what I'm worried about really going to happen? So this is another way that mindfulness can support us in the midst of difficult emotions. And finally, the complementary practices that we use with this loving kindness or kindness practice is so supportive. So I'm going to weave much of this together in a mnemonic that some of you are familiar with. We've taught it for a long time, and that mnemonic is RAIN. RAINNN. And it's a way to remember how to work with challenging emotions as they arise. And so the R stands for recognize. Recognize is to notice, and it's also helpful to give a label, for instance. So if you're having an emotion and you can say, oh, fear or sadness, grief, loneliness, that helps you take it from I'm lost in the emotion to, okay, this is what's here right now. It gives you a little bit of space, a little distance from it. The A stands for allow, and allow is it okay for this emotion to be here? Can I allow it to be here? From the perspective of mindfulness, any emotion we're having is okay. What we do with that emotion is another matter, but having an emotion is a normal part of being a human. And can we allow that emotion to be there? I stands for investigate, and investigate doesn't mean investigate, why am I having this emotion? Is it something that happened to me when I was 5 years old or something? No, it's not that type of investigation. It's a real-time investigation of what's happening in our body and mind. Okay, my heart is racing, my stomach is clenched, I feel heat in my face. Oh, okay, that's what's happening. And I have these racing thoughts, and the thoughts are worrying about something, or they're grieving over something. So we're investigating in real time what's happening. The first N is nurture, and that's where we bring in that component of, can we be kind to ourselves in the midst of this? And the last N stands for not have it move from being my emotion that I'm stuck in to the emotion that's moving through me, that I have a little bit of witness, a little bit of space around. So I'm going to walk you through this process as we meditate together, and you can try it on your own. First, we're going to do some basic mindfulness, because remember I said just having a mindfulness practice is helpful with difficult emotions. It's like our ground level practice that we go to. And then we'll play with the tool of RAIN, R-A-I-N-N. If you're like thinking, I have to remember that, well, I'll put it into the chat before we go. Okay. So you can have that, or I'll ask one of the Hammer staff to do that for me, but don't worry about it now because we're going to meditate. So let's settle back into a comfortable position, finding yourself wherever you are, supported, upright. And there are some of you who may need to lie down. That's fine. Some who might choose to stand up. Letting yourself get comfortable. And as you get comfortable, noticing what's happening inside me. Like, just how am I in this moment? What's happening in my body? And you might feel your feet on the floor, really noticing the weight of your feet touching the floor if they're there, or the lower half of your body, or maybe you can feel the support of the chair holding you up. Just feel the support of the ground below us. Letting yourself kind of sink into being held by the ground. No matter how far up you are from the physical ground, we can have this sense of support. And noticing your body, anything that is obvious to you, and especially if you find areas of tension or tightness, you can take a deeper breath, soften a little bit. Notice your emotions. How am I feeling? What's happening? Just right in this moment, there may be strong emotion, there may be nothing in particular. I'm just letting it be here, letting whatever is here be here. And this is the A in RAIN. We're allowing our experience to be here as it is. If we can, and it's not always possible. What's happening in my thoughts? Am I thoughts racing? Am I thinking about something in particular? Is my mind a little hazy, foggy, heavy, sleepy, restless? What would be the qualities of my mind right now? which will also allow to be here. Whatever is here is fine. Taking a breath. Noticing your whole body experience, body, heart, mind, body emotions, thoughts. Let's turn our attention now to the sounds around us, the sounds in the room or outside the room. There's sounds for most of us coming and going, like the ambient noise in the room. Let's listen. Listening to the sounds as if you're listening to them for the first time. Curiosity and openness. Your mind may want to start categorizing sounds, analyzing it, thinking about having preferences. See if you can just listen. Now bringing your attention back into your body to feel your breath. Can you feel your breath moving through your body? The rising and falling of your abdomen. Let your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. So we're not trying to manipulate it, like make it longer or shorter. Just let it be what it is. Allow. Maybe you feel your breath in your chest, rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Some people notice it in their nose, tingling, coolness, temperature change. We want to focus on something to help build some concentration, stability of mind for this practice. And so choose whatever is the clearest or easiest for you. It could be your breath in your abdomen, your breath in your chest, your breath in your nose. If you liked listening to sounds as they come and go, if you liked feeling your feet on the ground, noticing the changing sensations, tingling, warmth, heaviness, lightness. There's lots of options. Just it may feel like too many to decide if you're new, but just pick whatever you want, just whatever is easiest, and they all work equally well. So staying with whatever you've chosen. Moment after moment. One breath ends, the next breath begins. Sound and sensation just changing moment after moment. So we use this to focus, concentrate our minds a little bit, and then our attention gets pulled away because everybody's attention gets pulled away. It's just natural. We start thinking about all sorts of other things, or we just space out. When this happens, there's nothing wrong. It's normal. You can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering. And then gently redirect attention back to what you were focusing on. And then we just keep doing that again and again. For people just starting out, this is a great way to practice. For people with more experience, if you feel drawn to doing this, it's a perfectly good place to be. You can also, you know, expand your awareness to other things as they pull you away. Opening to sounds, emotions, thoughts, when they become obvious or predominant, grabbing your attention. When they no longer hold your attention, come back to your focus, come back to your home base. Some of you may practice with a more choiceless awareness, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But for those who do, that's where the kind of anchorless meditation, where you just track your experience moment to moment, whatever is unfolding. And some of us may practice with a more natural awareness, resting in being. Letting go of technique, just here, trusting that awareness is happening on its own. Can we sense that, experience that? So let's practice this for a bit, and then we'll shift to the rain practice. We'll shift to the rain practice. So if you have an emotion right now that's present, that's difficult, we can work with that. If you don't, you can bring to mind something that you've had an emotion that's been hard in the past few days. Please don't pick something very, very hard, challenging, just mild or moderate. Because we're learning how to work with it, so we don't want to overwhelm ourselves. Find a part of your body that feels at ease. Let this be a new home base, and this could be your feet. Some part of your body at ease, pleasant, neutral. Could be your hands. Might be some other part of your body, legs. Could be your breath. Just a part that is either pleasant or neutral. Feels kind of safe or good. Maybe not safe, but at least good enough. If there's no part of your body, you can maybe open your eyes. Maybe there's something to look out at, like out a window that is pleasing to you, an image, or even a memory. So let your attention go where it's easy, your hands or feet, or wherever. Taking a few breaths here. And what is the difficulty emotion? Let it come to mind. Remember the story. Got frustrated at someone. I got an annoying email. I was nervous about something. And let's start with the R. Can you recognize it? Give it a label. Frustrated, annoyed, sad, anxious. And ask yourself, is it okay to be here? Is it okay to have this emotion? Let your attention go back to your hands or feet or wherever it's easy. Can I allow this emotion to be here? Notice what it's like to allow. And if you can't allow it, how are you feeling about it? Maybe you don't like it. You're scared of it. Let that be the new emotion we'll continue to work with. Just rest in your hands or feet, image, memory. And now I investigate. What are you feeling in your body connected with this emotion? My heart is racing. My stomach is clenched. My fingers are tight. They're clenched. Just notice what's happening in your body. You might check your abdomen or stomach area, your chest, throat, face. And now bring your attention back to where it's easy, that new home base. Rest. Are there thoughts here about this emotion? Maybe you don't feel something in your body, but you notice a thought. That person really bugs me, or whatever it is. Just notice it, investigate. Ah, okay, there's a thought here. And very gently, just for the next minute or two, you can move your attention back and forth between the home base and the part that's challenging, either in your body or that thought, just back and forth. You can feel the difficult emotion just for 1 second, or you can do it longer, whatever you want, what's supportive to you. And make sure to breathe. Coming back to your hands or feet, the home base that feels good, safe-ish. Let's do the first N. Can you bring some kindness to yourself for whatever you're feeling? It's all okay. We're human beings. We have such a range of emotions. Can you be there for yourself with kindness and just do whatever feels right to you? Maybe imagining comforting yourself or gently putting a hand on your arm or heart or whatever would be nurturing. And there might be some wisdom here. I'll get through this. I'll get through this. I'll figure it out. I'm not the only one. And breathe. And let's come back to our home base that's at ease. Maybe you're feeling kindness, let that spread through your body. Maybe that feeling of ease can even spread. And it might even be that that emotion is still here, but you can hold it. You have the capacity to hold it, to be present even in the midst of the difficult emotion. And when you ask yourself, is there non-identification, the last N? Did I have a moment of space, of not being so lost in it, of not taking it so personally? You might have had a sense of that, but if you didn't, if you went through this whole exercise with me, you did automatically. You were not caught in it. You were meditating with it, bringing mindfulness to it. So let's take a last moment to feel our body present. Back to the A, letting whatever is here be here. Allow. For whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this with kindness. Thanks everyone for your practice, the practice of rain. So take it with you, and you don't have to do all five of those steps. You can definitely just in the moment when you're having a strong emotion, just, okay, what is it? Oh, there's sadness. Oh, my stomach is clenched. Just a couple of seconds can bring in that quality of non-identification. It's a really, really helpful practice. This audio is goes onto our website in a couple of days and onto our UCLA Mindful app, and they'll post our website on there. And just a few announcements that thank you for posting rain, appreciate it. We have a program, a 10-month program at our mindfulness center, and it's an opportunity to go deeply into mindfulness. So a group of people, it's usually a number of people together, join this class, and then they attend all different MARC classes. So you have an opportunity to learn the basics and take more advanced, and there's day-longs and retreats and all sorts of programs that you do. And you're also doing it with a cohort, as I'm saying. So you meet separately, there's mentoring. If you're interested in mindfulness, it's a great opportunity to go deeper. And we have applications available. And it's called the Intensive Practice Program. It's on our website, and I'm going to pop it into the chat because I think there are a lot of people here who might be interested. So thanks for giving me a moment about that. I will stay on for like 10 more minutes. If people have questions, want to follow up, want to hear what happened as you did rain, if you had questions about that or what did happen. And I think that's it. I think those were my announcements. Check out our MARC website. There's lots going on in addition to just that. And we'd love to see you in the future. Oh, in 2 weeks, I'm teaching a day long on working with anxiety. We'll use RAIN among other tools, working with anxiety, February 28th. Okay. So see Albie here. So anyone who wants to stay, thanks for staying, everybody.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.